Going to be exciting because he finished on the podium in Monte Carlo, and now he goes to the chilly atmosphere of Montreal for the Canadian Grand Prix. We're going to be able to watch all the action live on Fox of all the practice sessions building up to 2:30 a.m. Monday. Daniel Ricciardo joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast. How exciting for Daniel, that is. G'day, Daniel.
What's going on, fellas?
Just doing our best, mate.
I like the intro.
How's Canada?
Canada's great. I got in yesterday, so that's Tuesday for us here. And, we've had some activities today with the PR and that, and it's like 26 degrees, sunny.
Wow.
They're expecting maybe some storms over the weekend, but today it's been awesome. So all is well.
Very good. Hey, let's go back to Monaco very quickly. Difficulty in qualifying again on the back of a team error last year. It seems like your cards are marked almost at Monaco, Daniel. It must be enormously frustrating.
Obviously Sunday was better. Like, you know, the race is what counts really in the end.
Right.
That kind of solves itself. And, you know, the strategy worked, I guess, in my favor on Sunday, which was good. But, I was frustrated after qualifying. I just felt like we had more to show, and we didn't really execute everything as well as we could have. So there's a bit of frustration. Sunday was a better day. So it's kind of this sport certainly has those days. You know, one day you can be on top and then the next not. But fortunately, the Sunday ended well. So we had a good time afterwards, and had quite a few friends out there for the race, so we got to celebrate, which was good.
Good time in Monaco sounds pretty good to me. Daniel, do you get the feeling after finishing on the podium in Monaco that you're heading in the right direction, you know, the entire team pushing forward and can be a threat?
We're definitely getting there. You know, we started the season, you know, slow, let's say, and that was, you know, not what we intended or wanted, but we're slowly starting to gather some momentum now, and you know, I think Monaco we showed better signs. We had good little updates on the car, like bits and pieces, some improvements on it, and I think they'll continue to, you know, flow now. So yeah, I think it's a bit like last season. You know, we'll probably gain momentum as it goes on and keep getting stronger, so at least that's something to look forward to.
Red Bull Racing currently third in the overall championship, the Builders' Championship. What about the competition within? We talk about the competition without and the other drivers. Max Verstappen has been added to the team, and he's pushing you all the way, Daniel. How's that competition within the team?
Yeah, it's healthy. You know, Max is super quick. He's strong. You know, he's obviously he's young, but in racing terms, he's actually really experienced, and he started at a young age, and, you know, his dad raced F1, so he certainly had it in his blood from when he was born, and, you know, it shows. He's we keep each other on our toes, no doubt about that, and I know, you know, if I don't have a good session or something, then he's going to be there, so it's making us really work, and that's good. You know, it's what we want. I really believe we're the best lineup on the grid. So, we're getting a chance to show it now as the car starts to improve.
Life as an F1 driver, Daniel, is it everything you thought it was going to be?
For the most part, yeah, for the most part. It's, the one thing I didn't realise is actually time. Like, you don't have that much time to yourself. It's just so busy, like the commitments away from racing, the media and all that. You know, and then naturally you get more opportunities, whether it's commercial opportunities or stuff like that. And, you know, then they take up time. So, like your days off, you really appreciate them. So that's kind of nice. And that's what I enjoy doing now what I enjoy having is a day off. It's like even just spending some time doing nothing. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Hey, what's it like, Daniel, having a job that where the fear factor sits alongside you every time? You know, there's not many jobs in the world where that is the case. Do you try to put it out of your head, or is it very much at the forefront when you're pushing yourself and your car around racetracks?
Let's say the danger side of it, that's not really, it's probably elsewhere, but not anywhere at the front of our mind. But the adrenaline kind of thing, like that's why I do it. You know, I couldn't. I'm just not built to kind of sit behind a desk all day. You know, I need some form of excitement and action. You know, in my life, and fortunately, I can do that. You know, as my job. So I've always been into it. Like as a kid, I loved racing, or just loved going fast on a bicycle, or even like, you know, like we'll jump off. You know, we'll find like a high wall at a friend's house or something, and just try and jump off it, and just basically try and get a rush from something. And this certainly gives me my kicks for now. And I don't know what I'll do when I stop. I'll have to find something, because I'm sure the adrenaline-seeking side of me will always remain.
Daniel, we thank you so much for your time. We'll be watching, as does the nation, when you go around on the F1 circuit. That you enjoy tremendous support back home. I'm sure you know that. We thank you so much for your time. Good luck in Montreal, and watch out for those seagulls that caused havoc on the track last year.
I will. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it as well.
Thank you so much. Daniel Ricciardo, thanks to Fox Sports, joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. You're going to be able to watch all those practice sessions. The Fox coverage starting over the weekend from midnight on Saturday, wrapping up at the pointy end with the race itself, 2:30 a.m., obviously on Monday morning.